Goedemiddag hier op die Lekker Reis, gaan tyd program op Lekker FM 98.3, ek vir jou groot verrassing. Ek gesels 'n bietjie met Margaret Garner oor haar splinter nuwe boek wat sy uitgebring het. Margaret, how are you doing?
Dit is ongelooflik om terug in Suid-Afrika te wees. Ek het net gesê dat vir my is dit 'n plesier om weer Afrikaans te praat, omdat alhoewel ek met 'n Afrikaner getroud is, my seun praat nie Afrikaans nie. So ons kry nie baie kans om daarheen te oefen nie, maar nou praat ek en almal geniet dit. En ek maak baie foute, vergeef my as ek dit doen.
Ach, wonderlik. Maar dit is lekker om bietjie met jou te gesels. Natuurlik 'n legende, a legend in South Africa. You were about 18 years old when you won the Miss Universe competition. The first South African woman to do so as well, eh?
Ja, ek was net 18 jaar oud. 'N Jong meisie, baie jare gelede. 48 jare gelede. Dit voel asof dit gister was, maar ook nie. Ek is 'n heel ander mens. Ek lyk verskil en ek het baie op pad geleer.
En waarmee jy jouself besig gehou deur al hierdie jare? Het jy maar dit modelklasse aangebied? Wat het jy gedoen deur al die jare van daar af?
Ek het geen modelklasse gegee nie.
Gewoonlik is dit mos, daar's baie van die dames wat daai tipe van werk doen, wat die, nou ingaan en modelklasse gee en ja. Die TV. Waarom het jy jouself besig gehou?
Ek het graad in sielkunde gekry,
ja.
En toe ek kanker gehad het, het die huisgenoot my gevra of ek Sharon Stone wil onderhoud met haar doen, en ek het sommer onmiddellik ja gesê, en dit het hele nuwe wêreld vir my oopgemaak. Ek voer onderhoude in Hollywood met mense soos George Clooney, Angelina Jolie, al die groot sterre. Wow. En ek geniet dit graag. So veel.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And as a South African legend, but you brought out a book now. That's why you're actually here in the studio today to talk about your new book. Tell us a bit more about it.
Baie dankie dat jy daaroor praat. Die naam van die boek is Bedorwe Skoonheid, Jerry Superstar Stat.
Ja.
En jy kan dit byna Lady koop, na Lady uitgevers en ook exclusive books. Nou kan ek oor die boek praat. Dit is 'n hele klomp daardie.
Ja.
Having worked in the industry for so many years, I realized that people look at models and actresses and think that their lives are perfect.
Mm.
And I was actually discovered as a 16-year-old, okay, and invited to Paris to model.
Wow.
Before I became Miss Universe. So ek het baie daar hierin gesien. En toe ek in Hollywood gewerk het, het ek mense soos Britney Spears gesien, mense wat lyk asof alles moet goed wees,
ja,
maar hulle they fall apart.
Yeah.
And with my psych background, I started to make observations and connections.
Mm.
Also, I think for women and for men too.
Yeah.
As a man, probleme het. Hulle sê, hou vas, vasbyt, gaan aan.
Yes.
Niemand praat daaroor nie.
Exactly, ja.
En ek dink dis iets wat nodig is. As 'n mens probleme het, ek gaan na Engels toe. My woordeskat is nie groot genoeg om dit in Afrikaans te sê. Verskoon my asseblief. When somebody's having coping issues, sometimes they're aware of it, but mostly they're not. And often they act out and they do behaviors that are shocking.
Mm.
And we all skinner behind our hands,
yeah,
and laugh. But really that person is in trouble. And the only coping tools they need or use are ones that return them in a cycle to self-damage. And the book is advocating that we ask for help we get these other tools, and it's set against the background of modeling, movies, red carpets. It's set in the 1980s, before the Me Too movement. So there's lots of scandal. There's sex, drugs, and alcohol. There's also language. And I just want to put a disclaimer out there. Dis nie ek nie. Ek is 'n soet meisie. Ek het dit baie gesê. But this is the story of what happens in the shadows of fame.
Yeah.
And in order to be authentic, I had to use the language and I had to tell about the ugly parts that happen and that nobody talks about.
And I think it's wonderful for somebody to actually go out and bring out something like that. And it is actually somebody that's been there, done that, got the T-shirt, as we say. You've been through this. You've been through fame. And can you basically give a picture of going to do that transformation from being a nobody to somebody that's very famous? How did you feel when that happened, and how can you describe it?
I was so lucky that I had modeled internationally and that I've got two beautiful older sisters. So I was always the shy one. So I knew that beauty isn't anything special. So if somebody says you're beautiful, it's usually because they don't know what else to say to you.
Yeah.
And they're trying to start a conversation. So I didn't take it personally. And I also saw a lot of really scary things when I was in Europe as a young girl. I saw people who wanted fame so badly, they would do anything for it. And if you trust people and you don't have the power to say no, or this makes me feel uncomfortable, or nie op hierdie oomblik, ek gaan wegloop, jammer, then you are likely to get damaged. So one of the things I really want all people to remember is to have self-love, self-respect, and if someone crosses a boundary, to restate what your boundary is. It's okay to say, look, I'm not feeling comfortable right now. Do you mind if I leave, or can we change the situation and use your words? Wanneer ek baie jong was, ek het die story twee dae gelede vertel. Ek was baie jong. My ma het gesê dat ek met die model agentskap kon deur Suid-Afrika reis. En an old model het na my gepas. We were at a venue and a friend of hers, a male, said, come up to my room, let's have a look at chat. And because she was looking after me, she took me with her. And they took the chairs. There was nowhere for me to sit. So I sat on the bed and his friend came and sat next to me. And the next thing I knew, I was being touched. And I didn't know what to do. And she saw what was happening and came over and said, come, let's go. If I hadn't had that experience, I wouldn't have known how to handle myself in Europe. Jy kan nie sê, jy kan opstaan en wegloop, en dis baie belangrik dat jy dit doen. And my book is about those situations you slide into when you're out of control. And that's why I also advocate, don't do drugs. Take care of yourself. Be smart.
I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to talk about, and I think it's going to be a wonderful book to read. I think it's something that anybody can go and read. You don't have to be famous or on the road to being famous. I think it's something that everybody can look into and see. You know what? There's not always the good stuff that's happening. It's all there are normal people out there. Whether you're famous or not famous, it's a normal person, but you get all this stuff that you need, that you're going through, and all this stuff with drugs and alcohol and stuff that's going your way. But Margaret, this book, if people wants to buy this book, where can they find it in South Africa?
It's thank you for asking. It's on shelves at Exclusive Books, and it's also online with Naledi Eetgewers as able to
correct.
And Albei Talle.
And are you on social media so people can follow you there and read about your stuff and read about your book? No, all the I think that all the South Africans would know exactly who I'm talking to, but if I think the younger ones. If they want to follow you, where can they go?
That's so generous of you to make that suggestion. On Instagram, it's Margaret_Gardiner. That's Gardiner, GARDINER. And I'm on Facebook as Margaret Gardiner, public figure.
I think it's a very good thing to get the younger people of South Africa to actually go and read this book, to see, listen, this comes from somebody that's been there, somebody that's had the fame and been on the road that they are looking up to. Margaret, it was very nice having you here in the studio today, and I was actually I'm sitting here without any words because it's something that's very dear to my heart that you are talking about and bringing out, and thank you for that, and thank you for this book.
I so appreciate your time. Baie dankie. Jammer dat my woordeskat is nie beter nie, en dankie vir jou tyd.
Dis 'n groot plesier. Baie dankie. Ons praat weer. Totsiens.